It's Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. You may have heard the term femicide. It's more than just a term to describe the killing of a woman. It's a hate crime term based on gender. That is, the intentional killing of a female because of her gender. Yesterday, on International Women's Day, an historic uprising in Mexico City, as thousands of women took to the streets demanding change. Published reports have called it one of the biggest feminist demonstrations in all of Mexico's history. They chanted, "Not one more murder," and "If he hits you, he doesn't love you." They spray-painted buildings, threw red dye into public fountains, and demanded an end to gender-based killings and violence. Melissa Del Bosque has been covering this. She's a journalist based in Mexico City, a ProPublica contributor, and the author of Bloodlines. Melissa, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Sure, thanks for having me.
These protests are front page news in Mexico, though you were telling me that as you were getting your kids off to school, you discovered that it was eerily quiet outside. Are the two related?
Well, yes. I mean, a general women's strike has been called for today in Mexico. So a lot of businesses, universities, schools are shut down today in solidarity with International Women's Day and women's rights and against the femicides and against the increase in violence. So it's pretty remarkable today in a city of more than 20 million. It's quieter than a Sunday today. There's no traffic in the streets. I'm in the southern part of the city.
Uh-huh.
Schools are closed down. My son's school is open today, but I would say maybe a quarter of the students are there. Most of the girls stayed home.
Gee.
So it's pretty amazing.
Let's talk about some of the underlying causes for this uprising. I understand that there have been something like 3,800 femicides in recent months.
Yeah, the number of femicides has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And they say right now, on average, about 10 women are killed a day in Mexico. It's not as bad as it is in Central America, but it's certainly grown. Notably, there's been some very especially awful cases in recent weeks, which really ignited the protests yesterday and then the general strike today. And there was the abduction of a 7-year-old girl named Fatima from her school, where she was sexually abused and killed. And then there was another young woman named Ingrid who was killed by her husband and then skinned and disemboweled. And then the pictures were put in the newspaper. Some of the photos were leaked, I think, by the police. Women were outraged, of course, and that really helped ignite the protests.
One would think that everyone would be outraged by stories like this.
Everybody is, for sure.
Is this getting the attention of the president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador?
Well, he's sort of made things worse. I was just watching his press conference this morning, and he has blamed this on his political opponents. Someone asked him if he was a feminist, and he said, "I'm a humanist." So today he sort of was very roundabout. He said, "My respects to the women who protested yesterday. But, if you want to overthrow the government, wait for the next election." A small contingent of protesters where these women are like dressed in black and they have, they throw Molotov cocktails and they spray paint national monuments and things like that. So there was a little bit of that yesterday. So he commented on that, but that's a very small part of the overall protest movement.
I've been reading some stories in the international press that suggest that there are some in Mexico who believe that this could be a kind of women's spring uprising, the start of something like that.
Well, I definitely think so. I mean, I think today makes a big statement. The streets of Mexico City right now are a ghost town. This makes a huge statement. Women are becoming more empowered and they're pushing back and they're asking for change because the change isn't coming. There's been promises, but it hasn't been enacted. And I think, people see it happen in one country and then they take their hope and inspiration from other movements that they're seeing around the world.
Melissa Del Bosque is a journalist based in Mexico City. She's a ProPublica contributor and the author of the book Bloodlines. Melissa, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us on The Standard today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
And you are listening to The Texas Standard.